everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. In this episode, we're going to be visiting about the 2015 summer reading program themed Every Hero Has a Story. If you haven't signed up for it, you're still able to. We'll be taking signups through the second week of the summer reading program, and the program lasts from June 1st through June 26th. So if you want to take part in it and all the activities, be sure to swing by the library to sign up for it. It is for all ages, K through adults, so everybody can come down and participate. To this episode, we're going to go through the week's activities so everybody kind of knows what's going on. Everybody that has signed up should have a calendar as well. If you do not, you can come by the library and pick one up. Be no problem. The first week, we will be doing a contest of a hula hoops. Come down. I believe the way Mindy has that set up is the kids, when they come in, they can do the hula hoops, and when they get practice up, we kind of count how or see how long they can do the hula hoop with a stopwatch, and the ones that can do it the longest in their proper age range, age groups, they will be given a prize at the end of that week. So if you're interested in that, be sure to swing by. On the 1st, which is a Monday, the 3rd, which is a Wednesday, and the 5th, that is Friday, we will be doing crafts, and they will be starting at 2 and last till 3 p.m. on each day of that week, on the 1st, 3rd, and 5th. We are doing magnets and buttons. Kids and adults can come down, sign up for it. If there's room still left, we will let people enter in, but it is a sign-up event. Comic books will be available for individuals to go through and select images from, and they can cut those out. Then they can make, using Mod Podge, make magnets for the refrigerators. They can then also have button makers where you can make buttons from some of your favorite characters. We'll have some glow-in-the-dark bracelets kids can take home with them just to have a fun event. On Tuesday, June 2nd, we are having the Family YMCA from Garden is going to bring over their inflatable obstacle course from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, and everybody's welcome to come and participate in that activity. That evening at the Memorial Building, Sergeant Burge of the Army Reserve, I believe, is going to be coming over, and he's going to be explaining some of his experiences while he's been in the Army. He's going to be keeping it fairly light, so teenagers can come in and listen as well. If you're not sure about it, it's, you know, make decisions with your family. But we have asked him to keep it kind of around the PG theme area. On June 4th, we are going to be doing our kids movie. We're going to be showing it at 2 p.m. Most of these movies will last an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, because we do take a break in the middle so kids can get a snack and a restroom break. Parents can bring them through and drop the kids off. Sign up is required because space is limited, so be sure to come by the library before the 4th and sign your little one up so they can enjoy the movie. And then on Friday, June 5th of that week, is our first sunset movie. Movies are going to be outside on the courthouse lawn. We're going to be showing it on the north side of the library building. The movie will start as soon as it gets dark enough. Usually that's around 9:45 to 10 p.m. And everybody's welcome to that. Bring your own chairs, blankets, snacks, drinks, and just come out and enjoy the movie. For our second week, we're going to have a balloon contest where individuals come in and guess what's in the balloon and how many things are in the balloon. So you can come in and participate with that. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of that week, which is the 8th, 10th, and 12th, from 2 to 3 again, we're going to be doing duct tape crafts, cardboard and paper crafts where they can make shields or other types of armor and just have a fun time with some of the cardboard and making crafts with those. That is also a sign-up event because of space limitations, so be sure to sign up for those. Also on that week, on the 9th and the 11th, we are going to be doing the kids bingo. These are sign-up requirements as well because of space limitations. The first session on June 9th will be 1:30 to 2:30. The second session on the 9th will be from 3 to 4. And then that evening, we are going to be doing an adult and teen bingo from 6 to 8 p.m. So be sure to come in and sign up for those. The other kids bingo will be on June 11th. The first session, again, is 1:30 to 2:30. Second session, 3 to 4. So be sure to come in for that. The evening of that day, though, instead of doing adult bingo, we are going to have a father and son author team coming in. DC and Michael McGannon. They are the authors of Charlie Sullivan and the Monster Hunters series. That is in our young adult section, so we'd be glad to have everybody show up, spend the evening with the authors as they explain how they research their books and take questions for the audience and do signings afterwards, and everybody will be able to pick up their books if they wish to. Also that week, our main other big performer is Brent Dillinger. He's going to be at the Memorial Building on Wednesday, June 10th. And he is going to be an evening program as well at 6 p.m. And if you remember him from a couple years ago, he's coming back. He's the yo-yo champion. So be sure to mark your calendars for that and come enjoy his show. And then on Friday the 12th is our second sunset movie. If you can attend that, be sure to come. And bring your own chairs, snacks, and drinks, and blankets, and just have a fun evening again. And again, those times for those will begin at sunset, which is usually at 9:45 or 10 o'clock, whenever it gets dark enough to see the movie. For the third week, the contest is going to be a hero quiz. Each age level is going to be given a quiz about different emblems of heroes and who they belong to. So if you think you might know all the answers, swing by, do our hero quiz, and at the end of the week, we'll see who gets the most answers right, and they will win a prize for that event. This week, we are going to be doing tie-dye towels as our crafts, and this is going to be almost every day. So be sure to come in the week before to see the sign-up sheets for each time. On Monday the 15th, Tuesday the 16th, and Friday the 19th, the tie-dye towels will be 2 to 3. On the Wednesday the 17th, tie-dye towels will be from 10 to 11 in the morning, so be sure to mark that as being different. And on Thursday the 18th, the tie-dyes will be from 6 to 7 p.m. And the Thursday one is more geared for the teen and adults who might enjoy doing a tie-dye towel. So mark your calendar for those. Be sure to come in and sign up for them as well. For our second bingo for our adult and teens, that is going to be Tuesday the 16th from 6 to 8. Sign up is again required. The reason we didn't have that the previous week is because of our author visit. So be sure to sign up again for that bingo. Also on that week, on Thursday the 18th, kids bowling from 2 to 4 p.m. This is for 3rd through 6th grade. Sign up is required, so again, be sure to come down and sign up for that. One of our big programs for that week is at the Memorial Building again with Richard Renner. He's an actor juggler, and it begins at 2 p.m. Everybody's welcome to attend, and again, that's at the Memorial Building. If you're able to come down to the courthouse lawn from roughly 9:45 or 10 o'clock, whenever it happens to get dark, we'll be showing the movie on the south side of the library. So bring your own blankets, chairs, snacks, and drinks again, and enjoy the evening with us. And then our last week, which is our fourth week, we'll be doing a contest with jump rope. Everybody that comes in will see how long they can jump the rope for as many minutes straight. And whoever has the highest amount of time, we will be having a prize at the end of the week for those individuals in the different age brackets. For the crafts that week, we have 3 days set aside. It's going to be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, which is Monday the 22nd. And on Wednesday the 24th, it'll be from 2 to 3. And then we're inviting the kids to come down and paint wooden planes or cars. On Tuesday, it's the same craft, but it is going to be in the morning from 10 to 11 a.m. So if you sign up for that particular one, make sure you get the time right. But all three of those events are timed because of space, all three of those events are sign-up events because of space limitations, so be sure to do that. One of our extra events that week is Doug Anderson, a magician, is going to be coming on Tuesday the 23rd. Beginning at 2 p.m. at the Memorial Building. and everybody's welcome to attend that. So be sure to come by and enjoy the afternoon show with that. On Thursday, the 25th of June, Frankie Burns, a local artist here, is going to be doing a beginner's class for art drawing from 2 to 3:30. If we're more experienced artists, he's going to be doing a class from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So if you're interested in any of those, you will need to do a sign up for that as well because of space limitations. So be sure to come down and do that with us. And then on the 26th, the last Friday, we are going to be having that afternoon from PBS, Jennifer Dahl Storytime. It'll begin at 2 o'clock. The kids are welcome to come down and see her and enjoy the story time. And then the last sunset movie. So be sure, if you're able to bring your chairs, blankets again, and snacks and drinks. And meet us at the courthouse lawn just south of the library. We'll start roughly at 9:45 or 10 o'clock, depending on when it gets dark enough to show the movie. We'd love to see everybody there. One of the other things that will be happening during the bingo, I forgot to mention this. So I want to go back and make sure this is mentioned, that on Thursday, June the 11th, during the kids' bingos that afternoon, we're going to have a local author come back, and she'll be available for book signings and purchasing, and she'll be talking with the kids and doing a little bit of story time before each session on Thursday for bingo. But that is Josephine Burns. She has written a children's story, so we're glad to have her back in the community. So that's going to be a special event for us, for everybody involved, since she is a local author. So be sure to come back during the bingo sessions for the kids on Thursday, June the 11th. To sign up for the program, be sure to swing by the library. All ages are welcome, K through adult. You make your own choice of what your goal will be. If for that month, if you think you can only read 2 books, that's fine. That's your goal. If you read more or do more, we're glad to have you come do that with us. We do ask that children from K through 6, that they attend at least 2 programs to finish the program for the full summer reading. And teens and adults, we ask them to at least attend 1 program. And with everything that's going to be happening in June, we definitely have enough there that I think everybody should be able to make those goals without any problem. We definitely want to thank everybody that's been helping us with this. We will be having a show after summer reading to thank all of our sponsors. Mindy is still gathering some of the information and business names and individuals that have helped us out. So we will be mentioning those at a future podcast to thank them individually. Without their support, the local community support, and without everybody participating in the programs, it'd be a little bit of a slow June. So this will make, of course, it makes it go by fast, but we'll be done before everybody's ready to hit the 4-H projects for the county fair. So you won't have to worry about us interfering with that. So we hope you all join us for June for our summer reading program, Every Hero Has a Story. We hope everybody has fun. We plan on having fun with everybody that comes, so come join us. And if you have any questions, be sure to call the library at 620-355-6674. Ask for Mindy. If she's not here, ask for one of the other staff members, and we'll get you the information that you're looking for the summer reading program. For Kern County Library and Between the Lines, I'm Richard Brookman. Everybody out there, enjoy your day. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.